Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hey, how are you?
Doing good.
That's good.
So let's get started. How do you feel about being involved in this show?
I feel pretty special. It's a very cool show. I mean, the great thing about this show is that if you want to learn new skills or practice at any other genre, this is the show to go to because it's got pretty much all of them. I mean, the first two episodes to me felt like filming a drama, and then I watched them and I was like, oh right, this is funny, this is a comedy. And then there's action, there's of course horror, and the comedy element, and it was a lot of fun. I felt like I couldn't have learnt more off any other show, and I think that's an incredible gift as an actor to have that, especially so early in my career. And to work with such amazing people. I mean, between Bruce and Lucy, how often do you get to work with a king and a goddess at the same time? It was pretty cool.
So on the flip side of that, another part of that question would be, now you're going to be forever involved and referenced to and linked to a cult franchise of this magnitude. So how does that actually make you feel?
It makes me feel, I don't know, I feel excited. I guess it's a little bit daunting simply because, you know, the fans haven't met Brandy yet, so like a part of me, of course, is a little nervous for them to meet her for the first time because I would love for them to like her. I mean, the fans mean everything to all of us on the show. We wouldn't be here without them. And they're all so dedicated, and I know how much they love the show and the franchise. It means so much to them. And so I hope that they like it, but I guess at the end of the day, I can just do my very best and have fun and then hope that they enjoy watching it. But I think that's a big part of what comes with being a part of something with such a dedicated cult following as Evil Dead. The fans, they're the most important part to me.
Okay. And speaking on fun, well, what was one of the most, I would say, probably one of the funnest things that you can say with working on this project?
I'd say it would be the unpredictability. The showing up to work one day and being like, oh, okay, so I'm doing that today. That's who knew. I'm fighting a what and a in a where with a what is my weapon? I mean, it was crazy. The amount of stuff that I got to do was really cool. There's a particular fight in episode 9 or 10 that I have that I can't wait for people to see. That was so much fun filming, and I love filming it so much, and I can't wait to see people's reactions to how it looks on screen.
I think
I can't give away too much though. I don't want to wreck it for the fans.
I gotcha. And I think you really touched on it by saying the unpredictability, because you and the other cast members seem to mention that it's like one minute you're doing comedy, one minute you're doing drama, one minute you're doing something serious, the next minute it's horror, and then the next minute it's like action. So it's like a lot of stuff getting thrown at you guys at one time.
Oh yeah, and you know, we got to use practical effects, so working with people in prosthetics or just prosthetic pieces on set, and practical fighting with stuntmen and women, and then you go to, you know, fighting something that's not there, or reacting to a giant monster that's not actually in front of you. You really get to experiment and exercise your skills with all the different ways of filmmaking, and I think that's not only an amazing part of the job, but it's something that's very specific to Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Can you touch on, say, your character's interaction and relationships with all the other characters that seem to be on the show this season?
Yeah, I mean, I love talking about Kelly and Brandy's relationship. I mean, it goes on such a journey. At first, you know, Kelly has been the daughter figure for Ash for 2 seasons now, they've got that kind of a relationship, and then the fight is seemingly over, she's gone out on her own, and then she comes back and all of a sudden he's got a real daughter. And she's left with babysitting duty, which of course Randy's like, I don't need a babysitter, I'm 17 years old, but also who is this chick who just for some reason doesn't like me? I don't even know her. So the two of them kind of bump heads at first, and then they soon realize that they actually have a lot more in common than they thought. Their stories are very similar. They both lose loved ones in front of their very eyes in very traumatic ways. They both get dragged into this fight against evil, very much against their will, and they're both, you know, daughters to Ash. So I think they both have very similar life stories, except that Brandy is younger when it happens to her. So there's almost a sense of, there's a sisterly bond that forms and a protectiveness that Kelly eventually gets over Brandy. She's like a big sister to her and, you know, kind of takes her under her wing. And I think that is, it's an incredible relationship, and it was a lot of fun for Dana and I to do. We really enjoyed playing with that journey.
Okay. So, how do you think the future looks for the series, and what do you hope for, and what do you look forward to expressing to the fans as well?
I hope that it goes again. I would love that. I mean, it's an awesome series to work on, and I love the people so much. Of course, I want to go back and work with everybody again. But you just never know. I mean, I would love for the fans to all have stars and pick our show as the reason that they got it, and then you can delete it after you watch it. That's fine. But I would love for that to happen. And I just hope I can do it again. I mean, it was so much fun, and I had the best time, and it was such an honor playing Ash Williams' daughter and getting to work with, you know, Bruce the King and Lucy the Goddess, and Dana and Ray are lovely, and Lindsay is beautiful, and it was just the crew was incredible, and I miss all the people. I'd love to work with them again.
Awesome.
And I also feel like I want the fans to have more.
I got you. That's always key, you know, making sure that the fans have a lot to go off of and a lot to enjoy. You know, the series is growing since the first season, and it's been taking, you know, major steps forward and, you know, dropping unpredictable scenes and making certain things happen. So, you know, hopefully this season, you know, is another one of those, and it brings them to continue it along as it goes a little further.
I believe it does.
All right, so before we part ways, is there any thoughts about the new season? Anything unexpected? Anything that your character brings in that's going to be a little different?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's, of course, naturally adding a daughter to the mix is going to add a new layer to Bruce's character, Ash. I think, you know, you see a whole new side of him. He's still the same Ash that everybody knows and loves. We're just adding to that. He's got a new motivation. He's got, you know, watching him attempt to be a father and a good one is not only hilarious, but it's actually very endearing because he really, really tries. And I think that that's incredible. And, you know, it's kind of the first time that he's really, really tried at something. You know, he's fought evil for so long, but he's kind of been like, yeah, I'd rather sit down and drink beer, or I'd rather go to Jacksonville. And can I go to Jacksonville? Do I have to fight? You know, that's been him for so long, and now all of a sudden he's like, damn, yeah, I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight for my daughter. I'm going to fight for Pablo and Kelly. And there's a new layer to him, and I think that the fans are really going to enjoy seeing that new depth, and he's going to become even more 3D. And I think the new season it's mental. It's crazy. It's intense. We end it in such a jaw-dropping and mind-numbing way. I think people are just going to be almost speechless at the end of it. It's an incredible ending, but hopefully not the final ending.
I gotcha. It sounds sounds pretty, something to really look forward to. I'd like to thank you for your time.
Yeah, I think. Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was really nice to talk.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks so much, Cole.
All right. Have
Bye.
A good day.
Bye. Bye.